I was ill. I wasn't really conscious. I got typhus. And I remember lying on an upper bunk by the window. And I must have come into consciousness when I saw people running. I remember particularly one little boy, bare feet, and others were running. And I didn't know where or why they were running. But I knew they were running towards the gate, and that was the liberation, the end of the war. What happened then? The barracks, the one I was in, was emptied very quickly. I don't know where they took them, but they left me there in an empty barracks for 2 nights. And 2 days later, two soldiers came with a stretcher to transfer me. And I said, "No, that's all right. I'll get down myself. I'll walk." And of course, I tried it, but I collapsed immediately. So they picked me up, put me on the stretcher, and took me to what seemed like a luxurious sort of room in a hospital. There were more than two, there were, I think, four beds, but I don't remember the other people in the beds. And they must have been because they didn't have enough, so they wouldn't be empty. I recovered very quickly because really we were suffering. We didn't have some particular terrible disease. Once we got food, we recovered quite quickly. But so many people died, they were beyond saving. So many people. And I went to, when I was already better and dressed, and I say dressed because I don't know what we were wearing before, but with proper clothes now, and I went to see a friend in hospital. I was standing there. I think she said hello. She was looking at me. But anyway, she died in front of my eyes. Suddenly, her eyes closed and she was dead.